All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So today is Friday, October 28th, and there's a lot going on. So Amazon and Apple reported earnings yesterday after the bell. Amazon is dropping like a rock. So what's happening here with the tech stocks? Plus this morning, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge was released. So what did it say and how will the Fed react? And most importantly, how do we trade these markets? So if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Welcome back. So good to have you back here.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so we're real traders who trade live accounts and we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. And trust me, we know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Gosh. And I don't even know where to start. Should we start with earnings or should we start with the overall market, Mark? I mean,
Let's look at the overall markets. I mean, you have the S&P there and look at the last couple of days. Just really interesting. I mean, it's Friday. We had a nice Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday pulling back, Thursday sliding some more, and now back up. It looks like at least with where we're trading right now, we could close at highs of the week. And just like that, Marcus, with today's rally, it does look like the S&P and NASDAQ are going to end with a two-week winning streak. But the surprise thing for me is, take a look at the Dow.
Yeah, the Dow. Boom.
Yeah. What's going on here? The old dinosaur with the blue chips is leading the markets. And if you go to a weekly chart, looks like we're going to finish higher for the fourth week straight.
Yeah. And I just brought up, because I did it yesterday, the 50-day moving average and the Dow very well above it. The NASDAQ still below. I mean, finding some resistance here. And the S&P right now trying to break through. But yeah. Good old Dow, what do you know, right? I mean, this is where right now it seems there's a little bit let's get out of tech and let's go back into the good old Dow stocks, because this week has been a rough week for tech.
Yeah, and I mean, really, it's all about earnings, like we've talked about. This week is pretty much the busiest week of earnings season anyway, but it's kind of been a mixed bag, mixed results, but some disappointing numbers from some big tech names.
Yeah, so, I mean, Google down massively over 12% over the last 2 days. Microsoft also on weaker guidance down. Then we had Meta, I mean, plummeting here. What were we down, like 20%, 25%? And then yesterday, Amazon joining the club. I mean, right now, recovering a little bit in overnight trading, down more than 20%, but still down almost 9% right now.
Yeah, and they reported weaker than expected revenue, but also their disappointing sales forecast for the fourth quarter, really not sitting well with investors. So maybe a bit of an overreaction based on where we opened and where we're trading right now, but Amazon investor is really just not happy right now.
Yeah, and then we had the other big tech company reporting earnings yesterday. And I mean, wow, that was interesting, because at first when earnings came out, Apple was sliding because they said, well, we have less iPhone sales. And this is where initially everybody thought, okay, wait, Apple, iPhone, this is not good. But then they said, wait a minute, guys. I mean, we have a bunch of other stuff that we have going on. We have actually computers. We have watches. We have iPads. We have headphones. And this is where they said, oh, yeah, we are doing much better this quarter than we did the previous quarter, and then also than expected.
Yeah, and I think that's a record revenue for Apple in September, right?
I believe that's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, so iPhone sales not as hot as expected, but all in all, investors liking those numbers and liking those earnings beats, so stocks up.
Big, 7%, yeah. That's a big move for Apple. So, all right, and then, of course, we also have economic reports. And this is where, when we start this morning, let's bring up the economic calendar here really quick. So we've been talking about it all week. Traders have been waiting for the core PCE price index. And drum roll.
It's just, you know, in line with expectations. So it came in up 0.5% for the year, 5.1%, but really just kind of in line with what was expected. Just for clarification, this is different from core CPI because it only measures goods and services targeted towards consumers and consumed by individuals. Prices are also weighted based on the expenditure item. So this is why some say that this is the Fed's favorite inflation measure and gauge. So that's why it was so important. But just, you know, the reaction even pre-market, it was like traders were trying to figure out, does this matter? Is it good? Is it bad? What will the Fed do? And just indecision.
Yeah, let's go to a 5-minute chart of the E-mini Nasdaq. And this is where we see what happened. So in overnight trading, Nasdaq lower, they already started sliding yesterday after the official close after 4 p.m. Eastern time. Futures markets are trading for another 15 minutes. So it was really going massively down based on the report from Amazon. Still finishing lower. And then this was the reaction to the report. Like, oh, it's not good. Wait, it's good. Wait, no, it hasn't changed and came exactly in line with expectations. So what are we doing here? And this is where we see for the next few minutes, markets just try to figure out, I don't know. But this is when finally the markets found some direction. And right now, it seems it's up and away.
It, so far, so good. I mean, this is a pretty strong move all in all to head into the weekend. It looks like investors want to be long the market. With the, you know, basically the indices are up 1.5% across the board.
Yeah. Also looking at the interest rates, I mean, still declining. And this is where, okay, how will the Fed react to this report? And this is where traders are always trying to price probabilities into the markets, into the yields. And this is where CME Group has this tool, the countdown tool to the FOMC meeting. The next one, next week, next Wednesday. Nothing has changed for next Wednesday. Traders are still expecting a 75% basis point hike. But the December meeting, super interesting. And this is where it comes to the next meeting. Right now, 0.5%, 50%, 3/4, 40%. And look at this, 0.25% is sneaking in here. What the heck?
Yeah, that's interesting because I would say that really for the last year, it's normally split between two options with one clearly leading the way. So to have that mixed across the board, I mean, even honestly, this upcoming Fed meeting, the 50 basis point hike is starting to creep up. I don't think that the Fed's coming in at 50, but that's been creeping up a little bit as well. So it just kind of shows that based on the information, based on the data, based on, you know, PCE, CPI, PPI, and the overall economy, investors are starting to think that the Fed's getting ready to slow down.
Well, see, I mean, right now, there's no slowing down. If you look at the 30-year fixed mortgage rates here on Mortgage News Daily, we see that now, no matter how you look at it, whether you look at the Freddie Mac, the MBA, or the Mortgage News Daily, it's above 7%. 7%. And a year ago, we were at 3%. So yeah, more than doubled.
And that changes your buying power, right? Because when you a lot of the investment decisions when it comes to mortgages is what you're paying for the month. And if you're paying that much in interest, then, you know, an $800,000 loan, which was available at 3%, is now what, 450 almost, when it's at 7.
Yeah. And that's why also this morning the pending home sales came in much worse than expected, down 10%. But again, that's what's expected with rising interest rates, and that's what the Fed wants. The housing market was going crazy. So right now the housing market is cooling off, which is good.
Yep.
All right,
It is.
so let's take a look at our position, see what is happening here, and then also maybe a few that we looked at this morning when we did our live trading. So on the watch list, Google. Let's zoom in here on a 3 month chart. So today, Google reported bad earnings, got hammered,
yeah.
And then after this, yesterday, dragged down by Meta as well. But right now, at least seem to recover, up almost 3% from yesterday.
Yeah, not too shabby. My break even on this is about 98. And of course, we were both hoping for positive earnings, but we knew going into it that, you know, anything can happen. We did see the initial reaction trade in an expected way, where we had that support hold breaking through that, now bouncing back. I'm really liking what I'm seeing here with it trading around 95, getting back to that level. Because I think that just, at least with what we see now, that shows that investors believe this was a little bit overdone. Yes, there is the broad market rally, but we're seeing an outpaced move here up 3%.
Yeah, we'll see. Also, NVIDIA, today, good numbers from Intel, and that's helping out NVIDIA here. So right now, marching towards my break even, and I'm liking that one.
Hey, Marcus, I'm curious, because yesterday I was tackling a few things, and I wasn't really focused so much on the markets in the morning, but I did notice that AMD and NVIDIA were up big, and then at the end of the day, they had kind of come back. What was the news there? Do you know?
I didn't see anything. I didn't
okay.
anything.
No. I didn't either. I wasn't sure if I missed it.
I think it was with the overall market, because
okay.
if you look at it of what happened yesterday, and we're switching to a 5 minute chart of the Nasdaq, you see yesterday we opened pretty much right where we closed the day before, and then we're sliding for most of the day, and that's what dragged them down. So I didn't see anything. I believe that Intel reported earnings. Yes, they did. So you see Intel up big right now, 9.9%, almost 10% for today. And that's helping the other chip makers.
Sure, sure. Yeah, yesterday I saw AMD up about 4% going into the open. And I was surprised, and then it ended up finishing down, but now it's up 5%. So I'll take that.
I'll take it. Okay. Let's quickly talk about AMD. So very similar here. Your break even is a little bit higher. You have not flown a rescue mission yet, so your assigned price is at 104.
Yep.
All right. TPR, a little bit all over the place. Still in this range between 30 and 33, basically. And I need to break out of the range so that I can sell some calls here. And so I just wanted to address something. One of the questions that I get, okay, so what do you do if it is below your cost basis and if it is below your break even? What do you do if you can't sell any calls? Well, that's when you wait. That's when you wait. It's almost like a longer term investment, like in your IRA account or 401k account, right? That's when you wait until the stock market recovers. And I'm absolutely fine with this, because as you know, in terms of realized profits, I'm somewhere at around 135,000. Let's just take a look at here. It's 135,000 and something. And the other question that comes up, okay, so what about these unrealized losses? What about these trades that are right now underwater? And it's really not bad. So if you want to know, here we go. So as you know, this is an account that I put $250,000 in the beginning of the year. Traded it up to, the 135,000 in profit. Google down 12% from my entry point here at 108. So there's a $16,000 loss. NVIDIA down 15%. So that's around $28,000 loss. And then TPR around 15,000. And again, these are unrealized loss. So they change, as you can see, every second that the market moves here. So subject to change. Anyhow, so this is what I would realize if I would close these positions right now, which I'm not planning to do, because especially if you look at all of these, doing pretty well and doing what I want them to do, moving back towards my break-even and sign price. So we'll keep just selling more premium.
That's the plan. And if we're not comfortable holding a position and going through some of the ups and downs, and we don't want to trade it, right? Yeah. We're selling puts on shares that we are comfortable owning, that we're okay holding. Yes, it could be that it's a 1 week or 2 week trade. It could be that we're in the trade for 8 weeks plus, right? But normally when we are in a trade longer, that's when we could start selling calls and make some more money, also potentially making money on the stock. And based on our experiences, that's what makes up for a large part of the profits. It's when we get assigned.
Right. And so this is where it's important that you know what to expect from a strategy. And this is what we always say. I mean, make sure that you understand the pros and cons of a trading strategy before you jump into this. So yes, it can be that you are assigned in a position and then it is down, and temporarily you are in a drawdown here, and you need to be okay with this. If not, there's plenty of other strategies. So if this makes you nervous, don't trade the strategy. Trade a strategy where you can maybe apply a stop loss or something that might be better suited for you. See, there's no perfect trading strategy. There's only a perfect trading strategy for you. Now, for us, Mark, this is a perfect trading strategy. We're loving it. We're loving it because we have been trading for a long time. So therefore, things like this do not make us nervous at all. That's why we are looking at the charts. We are looking at the data. We trade what we see, not what we think. But again, it's important that you can sleep at night. I don't want you to be awake at night staring at the ceiling saying, what have I done? So that's why we are sharing here what works for us, what we are doing. And we're not saying that this is right for you. We are just trying to inspire you, because as I said, we are real traders. We're showing you how it is, and hope that this is something where now you say, okay, cool, I want to trade like this as well. Or maybe you say, oh my gosh, this is not for me at all. I could never do this, which is fine, right, Mark?
Absolutely. Have a plan. Have a plan.
Have a plan. And I think this is then super important. You see, I have the mug here that says, follow your plan. And before you can follow your plan, you must have a plan. And before you have a plan, you must decide of what to trade. So if you would like to know more about the wheel strategy and also the risks of the wheel strategy, I did a video on this. So take a look at this. There are risks involved with the wheel strategy. So before you jump into this, please take a look at this one, and then we'll see you next week.
Happy trading, everybody.